This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by Smut Machine 2 from our / erotica. The title of this post is Senior Class Breeding. Sit back and enjoy the story.
The senior class at Lakewood High was apparently full of horny teenagers, and Bria only knew this because she was one of them herself. In an all-girls school, tension was sure to build, after a secret student-led survey revealed that 42% of all senior girls felt they were too horny to focus on their classwork anymore. An emergency remediation was organized by the school. The remediation was something that had been voted on only by the school's teachers, and hadn't even made its way up to the principal or higher. They'd only even learned about the survey after a student had accidentally left a blank one on her desk. It was a problem they wanted to rectify before it snowballed into something bigger. And the mathematics department that had discovered the survey had only three professors: Justin McCarthy, PhD, Marcus Borer, Ma, and David Burke, Ma. The three men had a meeting after the discovery to discuss how they were going to handle the girls in the school. Marcus suggested they just let high school girls be high school girls and let them fail. Justin toyed with the idea of notifying their superiors and letting them handle it. They couldn't just let them fail classes because their brains were too sex-crazed. After all, it was understandable that sex was all they could think about. A bunch of 18-year-old girls, getting their first tastes of freedom as they approached graduation surrounded by older, intelligent scholars, how could they focus on writing papers when every instinct in them was telling them to get pregnant? They're just full of hormones, David had reminded his two colleagues with a shrug. The three men looked around at each other. There was a simpler solution. They all knew it, but none of them were willing to suggest it until David spoke up again. I mean, we just have to calm down their hormones. Justin gave him an apprehensive look, rubbing at his salt and pepper beard. Just have to calm them down. You're right. That shouldn't be too hard. They were all thinking the same thing. A cross-check to make sure all of the girls who had answered yes had turned 18 already, and they made their decision. There was no need to alert their higher-ups. They just had to calm the girls down, and then their grades would go up and the problem would be solved. A week after the survey results were discovered, a notification letter was passed out to all the senior girls who had answered strongly agree. The emergency assembly gathered the following night in the female locker room at 8 p.m. in the basement of the school. Josh Wilson, the school's PE teacher, had hung back to let the group in. The trio had looped him in on their secret assembly, and he gave them his word that nothing would be spoken of it. One by one, the teenage girls filed into the locker room. Some still in their uniforms, some dressed down into impossibly short shorts and tank tops with nothing underneath to fight the late spring heat. Backpacks lazily piled into a mountain in the corner as the group gathered, until the last student on their list was sitting on the floor in front of them. And then Josh closed and locked the entrance. The four teachers stood side by side, looking down at the congregation of sex-starved teenage girls, apparently too horny to focus on homework. Justin was shocked to see some of them already gazing seductively up at the four of them. Some were eating lollipops and purposefully dragging them in and out of their mouths, making themselves gag. One in the front, a petite but curvy blonde, had the straps of her tank top hung down low around her shoulders and was pushing her budding tits together for them as she looked up innocently, waiting for them to speak. David cleared his throat and began the lecture. But the four of them already knew they'd made the right decision just from looking at these girls. They were so turned on already, and the men hadn't done anything except stand there. Marcus shifted nervously, trying to hide his growing erection with his hands. So, ladies, I'm sure you all know why you're here. A sea of smirks and silence was all he got in response. You're here because you took a survey, and overwhelmingly agreed that you couldn't focus on your homework because your hormones are distracting you. The blonde up from bit down on her plump lower lip and gave David a soft, suggestive smile. He exhaled quickly, smirking back at her for a moment. Some of the girls had started to chat in the back, giggling and ignoring his lecture. "I can see some of you aren't taking this seriously," he began, voice booming over theirs. An eyebrow raised as the girls quieted and looked over at him. "So let me spell it out for you. Your hormones are making you all fail your classes. And we're," he gestured to the three other men beside him, "gonna fix that problem for you. Everybody up. All virgins stand over here on the left," Justin suddenly directed, just as another clique of girls was starting to chat again. "If you've had sex at least once, go stand over there." The girls divided themselves up, some already seeming turned on by being bossed around. All of the virgins stood pressed up against the bricked wall. Bria watched as Marcus turned to the group that had formed on the right, which was just 4 out of the 30-something students in the room. "So, you 4 are all little sluts, but you still can't calm down enough to pay attention in class," he asked, rounding on them. In his pants, his cock was bulging forward. One of the girls, short and wide-eyed, was staring at it. "Answer me," Marcus demanded, and then caught the girl's wrist and guided it to rest against his bulge. She panted, arching her back as she stood. The teachers hadn't fully decided beforehand how they were going to approach their resolution, but it seemed Marcus wasn't going to waste any time. His little slut was looking down at her hand on his erection. "I can't focus because," she answered breathlessly, chewing on her lip as she cupped her hand more firmly around her teacher's hard cock. I don't know about everyone else, but the boys around here don't really fuck me like I want." Marcus' eyebrows raised, prompting her to continue. He guided her hand to rub up and down his bulge as she spoke. A little moan escaped her. She swallowed down drool. "I want someone like you to fuck me," she whispered. "That's why I'm so horny." Marcus reached out to hold her face and brush a thumb against her lips. He spoke softly now, helping her rub his erection harder and faster. "You want your little pussy to be fucked by an older man?" She nodded wordlessly, lips hanging open in desire. "How hard do you want an old man to fuck your pussy?" he asked, dropping his hand to start undoing his belt. He could see her getting more excited. Bria's eyes widened as she realized what the teachers were actually there to do, how they were going to fix the problem. Their teachers were going to fuck all of them. Just as she turned to whisper her discovery to her friend, she was cut off. "Everybody line up," Josh bellowed, his cock a massive imprint in his basketball shorts. "Get on all fours and stick your asses up." The students seemed to hesitate, but Josh decided to take the same dominating approach as Marcus. He strode forward and grabbed one girl by the hair, dragged her off into the middle of the locker room and pushed her down onto all fours. "You little sluts are too horny to focus. We're gonna make you fucking focus," he muttered, going to grab another girl by the hair and do the same to her. All the students seemed to perk up, and they quickly rushed to do as he said. A moment later, there were 2 lines of girls, down on the ground, whispering, panicking to one another. In the crowd, Justin heard one of the girls frantically whisper, "Are they going to fuck us?" He felt a smirk take over his face and he glanced at his colleagues, who were all giving him the same look. "Yes," he answered loudly to that student. Everyone fell silent, and Justin walked over to the girl. She was a curvy little thing, tanned brown skin, fluffy curly hair. He mounted over her, his big hand wound into her hair and yanked her head back. "Yes, we're going to fuck you. All of you. And once we're done, you're all going to focus in class. Is that clear?" Below him, the student was panting, her instincts making her push her plump ass up into her teacher's hard cock. He groaned in bliss, part of him feeling hesitant, and the other part of him wanting to pound into this little teenager like an animal. "That feels good, doesn't it?" he whispered at her, grabbing one hip to help her grind herself into him. "You want cock so bad, don't you?" she whined in response, arching herself up higher. He chuckled and spanked her, his palm smacking hard into her ass below her school skirt. "How long have you needed it, baby? How long have you been wanting your teacher's dicks inside you?" He didn't get an answer from her. Instead, she whined out, desperate, "Please, Mr. McCarthy, please, I'm so—" but she was breathing too heavy to finish her sentence. Justin glanced over his shoulder at his colleagues, sly smile and ready. He nodded towards the bottle of Viagra on a table next to them. They were gonna need it to get through fucking 30 of their students, down there alone with all the girls in the locker room, long after the school day had finished. All 4 of the 40-year-old men took that little blue pill and took turns yanking down the girls' panties to their knees. One by one, and then there it was. A row of teenage pussies arched up in the air for the teacher's taking, all swollen, all glistening, all beautifully and impossibly tight holes. The curly-haired Latina Justin had picked on a few minutes before was now almost crying with how badly she wanted to be fucked. Every girl in the line was leaking arousal down their inner thighs. Some were moaning quietly, others begging for the men to start with them first. One girl asked to please fuck my ass first. I've always wanted my ass fucked so bad. Jesus, David chuckled in shock. They were all starting to undo their slacks. Josh had already pulled off his shirt and was pumping his cock through his shorts. They really are in fucking heat. He joked and then inhaled deeply. Let's give them what they need. Justin easily had the biggest cock in the group, and it was rock hard when he mounted the curly-haired one again. She breathed out some sort of sigh of relief when he positioned himself over her. And he laughed at how much she needed it. You're a virgin. It wasn't a question. He could tell. He had his cock pulled out of his slacks now, and it hung heavily in the air. A massive, girthy 9 inches of veiny and pulsatingly hard older cock, and he picked it up to slap it with a thud against her bare ass. Beautiful little pussy, he commented, using his thumb to rub at her opening. It was so tiny he didn't even know if he could fit 2 fingers inside of her. Wow. He hadn't seen a pussy so ripe to be fucked since he was in his 20s. No wonder she couldn't focus on school. Her pussy was throbbing for his cock even though it was going to hurt her. Justin lined the head of his cock up with her pussy hole, so impossibly tight, and gently rubbed it against her. Below him, the teenager gasped and arched herself harder into him. A sudden river of begging flowing out of her. Please, please, Mr. McCarthy. She whined, and he rubbed his doing percum tantalizingly into her warm wet hole. It was throbbing against him, too tight to even accept the percum. He had to gently finger it into her with his thumb. You're too tight, he murmured, massaging his thumb in and out of her. My cock is going to hurt you. You want me to fuck you even if it hurts? It was a whisper, and he could feel her gush out arousal at the sound of it. Yes, Mr. McCarthy. Please, please, please fuck me. Please. She panted maddeningly for it. Why do you want an old man to fuck you so bad? Him? He questioned accusingly, but below he was giving her what she begged him for. Slowly he started to push forward, but he met resistance. Her pussy was so tight and horny it didn't want to let him in. He grunted, doing up more percum at the feeling of how extremely tight her virgin pussy really was. He hadn't felt a virgin's pussy in 20 years. God, that feels amazing. He grunted out quietly, working the very tip of his cock head in and out of her pussy hole. It clung to him as he thrusted, every new thrust able to go slightly deeper. She was gasping underneath him. Beside him, he could hear the erratic moans of other girls being fucked by his colleagues, bodies slapping into each other, wet slaps and grunts and squeals. Bria knew what was coming. She knew what was in store for her. Justin's pumping got a little more aggressive, and finally, he stretched her open with a pop, and she gasped out wildly. Her pussy immediately swelling tight around him and clenching rhythmically. Justin groaned. His cock was so hard it hurt. The veins in his cock were pulsing as he pushed slowly into her, through all of that horribly tight pussy, as it fought against accommodating his size. He watched it disappear into her, her tiny little cunt somehow able to stretch to fit it, until it was deep up inside her, the tip of his cock resting against her throbbing cervix. She was panting hard now. In a mirror from across the way, he could see she had her tongue hanging out of her shocked mouth. Eyes rolled back into her head. Oh, he cooed. You love that, don't you? You fucking love how big it is. She answered him with a nasally squeal, bucking her hips at him gently. He could tell she was trying to grind herself hard into him, but kept flinching every time he shifted back deeper. Oh, he cooed again, and his palm dragged down her back to her shoulder blades. Calm down, honey. I'll fuck you. I promise. See, he said, and his cock started to thrust. She gasped hard, slapping a palm down on the cold floor. Her mouth was ajar, pretty brown cheeks red now. He started thrusting harder, pistoning in and out of her. Her ass slammed up against his pelvis every time he pounded back into her cervix, until suddenly she was squealing loudly underneath him. And around his cock her little pussy contracted hard. He grunted, trying to make himself last through her orgasm, but a flood of cum jetted out of him into her, filling her teenage pussy up with his warm older seed. See, didn't that feel good? He chuckled, and when he pulled out of her he dragged cum with. It pooled down on the floor in between her thighs. Good girl, he murmured, and then mounted the teen next to her. Your turn. You ready? He asked the brunette, and she nodded eagerly. Her pussy accepted his size easier, Now that his girthy cock was slick with his own cum and Bria's arousal, he started to fuck the leftover cum up into the next student, until she was kicking and moaning out her own orgasm. And he flooded his hot cum into her little hole too, until it was bursting with it around his ball sack. Justin and the rest of the group fucked those students all night, until every last one of them was laying on the cold floor with puddles of older cum leaking from their horny teenage pusses. The men were exhausted at the end of it, but they all grinned proudly at each other. "Everyone get up and go home. You have school in the morning," David demanded, pulling his slacks back up and fastening his belt. All the girls slowly got back up to their feet, some of them helping each other stand up. A few had trails of cum rivering down their thighs to their ankles as they walked. Most had been able to catch the puddles into their panties and pull it back up against their pusses. And what a sight it was, watching all these young plump, used pussies try to get dressed again. The girls just dizzy with orgasm. One girl forgot her panties on the locker room floor and walked out with her bare cum-coated pussy hanging out of her plaid uniform skirt. The next day, every one of the girls showed up to school with their homework finished, beaming and glowing. In the teacher's lounge, the three men smirked at each other amongst the rest of their colleagues. They'd fixed the problem. It just took one night of taking things into their own hands.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.